Glory to God. Lift your hand. Tell them I'm ready to receive the word, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Get your Bible. Hallelujah. First John. Not John Gospel now, First John. You'll be looking for me and you're not going to find me. I got to sniff him and crying. Enjoying myself. You can set up that like God ain't real, but you gotta enjoy yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I wouldn't want to be nowhere else. Ask Trina Kelton. You're always asking about her. There she is right there. She asking about where she at. I said, she here. She's sitting in different places. My wife, every now and then, asked me about somebody, you know. I said, I saw her. So, in 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, I want to begin to add on to what I've spoken to you already about flowing in your supernatural sonship identification. There's an identity that we have that have some way slipped away. And so we have to move from carnality to spirituality. Your son, you're a spiritual son. You're not a carnal son. And so I think the church have done a poor job in shifting you from just a church goer or just saying I'm a Christian or not the church minister with a lot of information. But we must travel by revelation. In other words, the Logos must become a Rhema. The spirit and life that is in the word must come out into our being. You heard me? The spirit and life that is in the word must come out into our being. And I'm talking about our inner being. That our lives are run from the inside. Got so many winds blowing on the outside, you know. But our life, if your life is run from the inside, no matter what wind blow, you'll have an answer for it. So I want to read some beautiful words in 1 John chapter 3. You know, I believe in sanctification.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I believe sanctification is a process. I believe God working on us every day to make us more like him. I believe in holiness. Now, holiness is a conduct. Uh-huh. See, we don't hear much about that. Holiness is a conduct constructed by the Holy Ghost. Wow, I like that. Holiness is a conduct that you cannot handle yourself. Only the Holy Ghost can give you a life of holiness. Amen.
Amen.
Now, righteousness is a position. See, when you, 2 Corinthians 5:21, he became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Righteousness is a position that was placed in on the basis of redemption. My righteousness is blood bought. Wave your hand at me if you know what I'm talking about. My righteousness is blood bought. So nobody can contaminate that but me. And I'm not planning on to. All right. Now, watch these words. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Just a privilege. Therefore, the world knows us not. You understand that? Because it knew him not. Beloved. Notice the second verse. Beloved. Now, that's the same thing. I want to give you a little insight on the revelation here. In Matthew, when John was preaching about Jesus and Jesus showed up, the Bible said a heaven opened. And a voice spoke and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Is it possible for me to be a beloved son that the Father says he's well pleased?" Now, two things you have to understand there in that text. I think it's Matthew 3. To be a beloved son, you got to live under open heaven. And the Holy Ghost has to talk to you personally to give you divine direction. So you'll know the way to turn, when to stop, when to speak, when to shout. See, Jesus was working on the radar from heaven. And if we're going to fulfill our sonship, and what's your privilege to be named a son after the Son. And what's so good about it, you listening? The same equipment that Jesus was working with belong to me today. He had the Father's backing. He had the Holy Ghost. And he had the Word of God.
Come on, Dad.
Look at somebody that's kind of stressed. You have the same thing. Look at him. See, you have the same thing. You see my point, Essie? See my point? We have the same thing. We have the same privilege. Matter of fact, it's a son takeover. The son left and left sons, and I say sons and daughters too, you know. It's a son's takeover, but we've got to take over by the same format. Look at somebody and tell them, "I dare not be caught on another day in my life." Look at the second verse. Beloved, someday. Now are we the sons of God. Say sons of God.
Sons of God.
Notice what it says. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, because we're using the same stuff, got the same Father, the same Holy Ghost, the same Word, the same kingdom, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now that third verse, the church don't talk about this too much. So I have to read it out of translation so we can get a hold of it. The third verse seems like it. There's a thinking that it can't happen, but you can live pure. Not being contaminated by this world system. Amen. Look at the third verse. Everybody look at the third verse. Every man that has his hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. That messenger Bible says, all of us who look forward at that third verse, all of us who look forward to his coming, stay ready. With the glistening purity of Jesus. Like a model for our own. Jesus was a model for us. Now, Jesus knew he was the Son of God. Watch what happened because he knew the Son of God. Watch what happened to him. And always exercised his divine rights. He left the example and experience for the sons of God to take over in his place. You hear me? Through his name. Empowered by the Holy Spirit. You take over through his name. You remember what he said in John Gospel? Turn there with me because he just talked about the greater works. But in John Gospel chapter 14. John's Gospel now. Let's go to the Gospel. chapter 14. I don't think we mentioned this enough, because it needs to be mentioned a whole lot. After telling us about the greater works, he gave us a clue on how the greater works work. In John 14, verse 13 and 14. Power activator. There's something we can say that make everything work. There's a name. Because I'm a son, I have a name that I can call on that can change whole cities. The 13th verse says, and whatsoever you should ask in my name, Jesus the speaker, you know. Look at that word, whatsoever. Ye shall ask in my name. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That the Father, you see, he's talking about us too, yeah. And then he goes on to 14th verse. Let me say this again. He says, y'all don't believe, y'all heard me clearly. So let me give you a repeat of what I'm saying. If you should ask anything in my name, he ain't talking about praying you now. I will do it. Let me tell you a little secret. We ask God for things in Jesus' name in prayer. But there's another side. I want you to hear this. There's another side. We speak the thing for God in Jesus' name. Did you get the difference?
Yes,
I don't know if you got the difference. See, there's a difference between prayer and decreeing something. Jesus never prayed for nobody to get healed. He just told them, be healed. All right? All right, now, that's a sonship problem I need to deal with. Carnality. Because in your sonship, there's your inheritance. In your sonship, you have a revelation. Listen to me now. You have a revelation of your rights to use Jesus' name. There's a revelation. See, people think you just can use Jesus' name. No. Jesus, you have to have a revelation of the name. What the name? Well, Philippians 2. Well, for God highly exalted him. See, I got to show you that. I got to show you this. See, you have to have a. You just can't use the name. You have to have a revelation of the worth of the name. Amen. Somebody help me now. Amen. See, a lot of times people say, "In the name of Jesus," it doesn't happen. You got to have a revelation of the name. Your sonship is connected to the name. I just want to show you a little something about it here. See what he said. Listen, I can't read all of it, but look in the ninth verse of the second chapter of Philippians. Philippians 2, 9. Let's read that verse together. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Now that doesn't mean squat duly to you if you don't know the authority that heaven has placed in that name. Oh, everybody say the name of Jesus. You as a son and a daughter of God, when you use that name by revelation and faith, grace and mercy and goodness and power and glory and anointing start moving on your behalf. But you see, in the comic strip, it got the name Nancy. You ever read Nancy in the comic strip? You can't use the name of Jesus like you're using Nancy. You have to have a revelation that all heaven open, all heaven back up, all that God is, all that the angels can do, all that the kingdom can do is at your disposal in that name. Anything you speak to in that name by revelation, at the name of Jesus, Everything has to bow. Every situation has to bow. Every demon has to bow. Power in that name. But the power come by revelation that the Holy Ghost breathed that name in your mouth. Then you speak it. I don't know, I want to, carnality over there in the fourth chapter of Galatians, we'll get to it sooner or later, 1-7, the carnality aspect of it, where people can't operate as son, but I don't want to teach on the carnality today. I want to teach on, you writing notes? Recognizing your sonship authority. I'm going to take you to a verse now, I'm going to take you to a verse. Buckle your seat, I'm about to take you to a verse. Recognize your sonship authority. And I'm going to give you some words to go with it before I take you to the verse. My Lord, this verse has been underestimated, haven't been preached enough. But I want you to see it. I want the Holy Spirit to breathe on it this morning. It's going to do something for you. Give you something to work with. I dare you to give me something to work with. I'm about to give you something to work with. I'm going to give you something to work with. Your sonship. Now, we're talking about flowing in your supernatural sonship identification, right? Another way to say it, as a divine son stepping into divine alignment, carrying out his divine assignment. So this have a divinity effect in it. It's supernatural. It's of the spirit world. All right? Now the name Jesus move everything in heaven, everything in earth, and everything in hell at one time. In other words, when you use that name, it strap hell down and loose heaven. If y'all can't get that, I can't show you the next thing. Now. I'm about to show you something else. I'm about to show you something else. Flowing in your sonship, supernatural sonship. It's a supernatural sonship. My dad's name was William Thompson. They call him Tom. He's gone home to be the Lord. But I'm his physical son. But I got another daddy. But I was his physical son in the flesh. My daddy I have now working in another realm than Tom. You understand what I'm saying? And so you're going to have to know that. You've got to understand that because we're trying to use the Bible, trying to use the name, but we've got to use the Bible by revelation. The Bible not going to work just because we're using the Bible. It's just a book until somebody put the ark on it, until the auction get the flowing. Then the Bible come alive. Yes, if the unction not flowing, the Bible just like, you go get any book out the library. Right. But when the unction is flowing, when the unction, when the wind blowing, when the spirit, oh my goodness, when the spirit is breathing on the word. All right. Let me tell you about recognize your sonship authority. That's the first thing if you're going to operate as a son. You have to have a revelation. Let's go back. The Lord showed me another point. You're going to have a revelation of the authority that you have in using the name of Jesus. All right? You've got to recognize you're just not saying regular words. The revelation of your authority in using the name of Jesus properly in the spirit. All right, now, in Ephesians, you ready? Chapter 2, verse 6. When a lot of work's going on, let's go to your regular life. When a lot of work going on around the house or on the job, or you have a lot of things you got to do, and all of a sudden it's over, what you do? Yeah, rest. Rest. You were standing, what you want to do? Sit down. Sit down mean you're in a position of authority. You're running things. You don't have to leave your office no more. You call in the shot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, it's one thing to know that Jesus is seated in heavenly places. But it's another thing to know our text. Have you looked at it? Huh? You see, that has to become a revelatory reality to you. I'm here and there. And I prefer to live from there. Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. You got it, the sixth verse? Huh? You got your shouting clothes on? And has raised us up together. And made us sit together. When? No, when? I didn't say where. I said when. When? You're right. Some of y'all are wondering, but you're right. We're seated with him now. How could this be? See, that's what Nicodemus didn't understand. Jesus said, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, can I go back to my mother's womb? He didn't understand why. He was operating in one dimension. God was operating in another dimension. See, religion, tradition, theology, a lot of information have made us operate in the wrong dimension. We ought to operate in the spirit. When you operate in the spirit, you have revelation, illumination. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. See, the spirit of man. And you have revelation, inspiration. There's the spirit in man that receives inspiration from the Almighty. Insight. So when you're living from the inner man, that I might be strengthened by his might in the inner man. So your sonship is an inner man operation. What I said? Every dilemma that you have had as a child of God is because you're working on the outside. You have never been defeated when you're on the inside. Man, I must have been on the outside a lot. I hear somebody say, I must have been on the outside a lot of time. Yeah. But if you're not taught right, you see, I'm not coming against anybody, you know, I'm not calling a name. But see, all these orators and all this high tech information won't bring deliverance. See, it'll cause your emotion to come out without devotion. And it get ahead of what the Lord really wants to do. Are you following me? So instead of just a lot of, boy, I'm about to say something now, I'm going to blow your mind. A lot of Bible storytelling. It need to be broken down by the Holy Ghost. That I could understand how to get my hand on a fresh anointing. And a fresh word from God to put on this situation. Don't look at me like that. You see what I'm saying? Now, I want the Holy Spirit to breathe on you all the rest of the moments in your life. That when it looked like it not working, I want you to call the name of Jesus by revelation. And I want you to see yourself sitting with him reigning and ruling and in dominion, because that's what you're called to do. So say, I'm seated with Jesus in heavenly places. That's the flow. That's the flow. That's the flow. Now, in that seated position, you're able. In that seated position, you're powerful. In that seated position, it's possible. You got it? You're able. You're powerful. It's possible. Don't ever let the devil tell you what you can't have. Don't ever let the devil tell you where you can't go. Don't ever let the devil tell you what you can't do. Don't ever let the devil tell you who you can't be. I'm able. Say, I'm able.
I'm able.
I'm powerful.
I'm powerful.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. God Almighty. All right, now, the second thing, if you're going to operate as a son, the third thing, because I got a revelation of the name of Jesus, right? Revelation of the name of Jesus, right? Revelation of the name of Jesus, right? Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him, given a name above every name, right? We read that in Philippians 2, right? All right, revelation of Jesus' name, and then recognizing your sonship authority that you're seated with Jesus in heavenly places. All right, now, here's another thing you have to know. You know, the Bible talks a lot about faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, everything is things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and the reward of them that diligently seek him, right? 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith, not by sight, right? Now Romans 1:16 says, the just shall what? Live by faith. So faith is a must. There are times that the disciples fail, and the question Jesus asked them, where is your faith? I gave it to you. Why you ain't using it? All right? So the third thing I want to tell you in operating and flowing in your supernatural sonship identification, the third thing I want to share with you, the Spirit of God share with me to share with you, is you must release your faith properly. Turn to Romans 4. You must release your faith properly. Release your faith properly. Release your faith properly. Say it. I must release my faith properly. Now you can look at your watch and everything else. I'm going to get my time. Romans 4. I'm not going to read the whole story. But I want to show you, Abraham released his faith properly. And there's two verses the Spirit of God placed on my heart. The 20th and the 21st verse of the 4th chapter of Romans. First of all, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in what?
Faith.
Doing what?
Giving glory to God.
Then the next verse gives us a description of how that strong faith worked. Here's how strong faith worked. You ready? Verse 21. Here's how strong faith worked. That don't happen overnight. You got to work with it. Yeah, and being fully persuaded, good God Almighty, that what he had promised, what did he say next? See, the thing about faith, you listening? You don't have to perform it. Your part is being persuaded, fully persuaded, that what he had promised, he is also able to perform. See, really, turn to 2 Corinthians 4:13. You got to release your faith right. 2 Corinthians 4:13, quickly. You got to release your faith right. We have in the same spirit of faith. Now, what activated the spirit of faith? Look at the verse. And we have the same spirit of faith. That's the 2 Corinthians 4:13 said. What is it saying next? Well, why you didn't say that? The spirit of faith cometh out of the spirit of the word. When, according to what is written, becomes a revelation, along with that, come on, let me turn to John 6:63. Hold your finger there. You have a personal visitation of the Holy Ghost. Open the word out. Open the word up. Let the power out. Let the life out. Let the spirit out on the inside of you. And the next time you speak, it's not going to be you speaking. That's the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith cometh. You got John 6:63? The words is in there that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Now listen, you got to follow me. Now follow me, follow me, follow me now, follow me now. All right, now so go back to the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith. Follow me now, follow me. See, we having a God. Dog, I missed that one. I should have hit it when I had it. I had one just. Shot by me and I was going to wait, but now I went blank on it. Good God Almighty, give it to me again, Lord. Good God Almighty. The spirit of faith comes out of the word of faith. I got it. Romans 8:2, hurry up. Romans 8:2, hurry up. I got it back. Say he got it. He got it. Romans 8:2. When that happened, it activates Romans 8:2. It activates a divine, supernatural law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Made me free. Make me free from the law of sin and death. You see it now? You see it? See? Out of John 6:63. Go to Romans 10:17. So then faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. All right, the Holy Ghost opened it up. And now you're operating in 2 Corinthians 4:13. Huh? When you're operating in 2 Corinthians 4:13, come on, church. When you're operating in 2 Corinthians 4:13, then you're activating Romans 8:2. Now, let me show you what happened to some of y'all. Let me show you what happened to some of y'all in your religious churches. Let me show you what happened. 20-something years. Let me show you what happened. Turn to John chapter 1. Yeah, I'm going to show you what happened. Verse 12 and 13. We got to know how. That's the same thing happened in John 3 when he's talking to Nicodemus. Same thing happened. See, oh my goodness. Listen to me, class. Just like Jesus was the word and became flesh. You as his child, as a son also, and a daughter, son, you understand? When you get a revelation, that revelation through you comes out of flesh. You know what I'm trying to say, right? I'm trying to get it away where it could be spiritual, but yet you understand it. When you operating in the word properly, and the set I give you, spirit of faith, the law, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and you got a revelation of the name, right? Y'all won't go here? This is where you win at. You understand? This is how you win. See, when the Bible says, so that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, it means that the juice, the power, the life, and the spirit out of the word become personal to you. If nobody else don't believe it, I got this. Sometimes that's why you got to shake some of your family members. Didn't I? You believe all it, just back off. I don't want you to believe for nothing. Just go sit down in the kitchen. I'm going to take care of this because you're going to mess the whole house up. Let me believe for the whole house. Just shut up. Go sit down and go eat you some Twinkie or something. Because I'm going to deal with this spiritually. You know what I'm talking about. Now, here's the problem. John 1:12. But many as receive him, now underline the word receive him. To them give he the power to become the sons of God. Uh-huh. Now what do you say to the next verse? Huh? All right, keep reading. That's what I want to see. Hold up. Now, read that, not of the will of what? No, read the whole thing. Rabashata. Glory. I feel anointing coming on me. Hallelujah. Glory. What's the matter with y'all? Glory.
Glory.
I hear chains falling. See, because when you receive, as many receive him, give he the power to become the sons of God, but the power is not working yet. The power cannot be working religion. The power does not work in tradition. The power does not work in theology. I don't care how much you like the song. If it ain't glorifying God, the power is not working in there. Because you got to have the word in the song for the word to work. Or for the song to work. Now you tell me, you feel good and broke? Can't feel good, bro. You feel good and sick. You feel good and about to lose your wife. You feel that good? Listen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Now look back at John 1:12. Because I want to move from here in a minute. But as many as receive him, to them give he what?
Power.
Become what? Even the them that believe on his name, right?
Yes.
Now notice what he said in the 13th verse. He's telling you this is another level here now. Were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Now the last word is very important. But of God. Got it?
Yes.
Say it. But.
Of God.
No, don't go to sleep on me. Come on. But of God.
But of God.
I want you to see that. Your sonship is not a flesh issue. It's of the spirit. You see that? Huh? All right, let me take it a little further. Now, the reason that the manifestation and the demonstrations in the church life, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders, because a lot of time we stop at that verse, John 1:12. But go over now to Romans 8. Look what the 14th verse said. Is the Bible contradicting itself or the Bible building on something? See. And I'm telling you, when you don't understand how to tap into revelation, when you don't understand that the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life, when you don't understand when the Bible talks about the sword, he said a sword of the flesh. No, he said a sword, right, Ephesians 6:17, the sword of what?
The
of the spirit. And you don't understand that, your sonship is on hold. Now, that sonship go into fruition here. in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons who are in operation. You see the difference? You see the difference? See, they are the sons that are functioning. You're a proclaimed son in John 1:12. But in Romans 8:14, you're an operating son. Because Jesus was operating under the power of the Holy Ghost. If I'm going to be just like him, I can't just operate on a Bible verse. So I need the Holy Spirit to lead me. I dare you, whatever you're dealing with now, go kotalala bashata, whatever you need to happen now, I dare you say, Holy Spirit, lead me. We read the verse, we shout the victory, we pray our prayer, but we never tell the Holy Spirit, I need thee to lead me. Show me what to do. You got your answer just now.
Holy Spirit,
show me what to do. God, dog it, I'm satisfied. I know you're all right now. You're all right. Every member all right.
Holy Spirit,
show me what to do. Woo, glory to God. I tell you, every problem that's in this building is solved right now.
Holy Spirit,
show me what to do.
I trust you.
God, dog it, hallelujah. You see the point? No, y'all don't see. You see the point? You see the point? See, some of y'all have been bogged down in a situation, bogged down in a circumstance, but now the Spirit of God has said to you that have a revelation of Jesus' name. Recognize that you're seated in heavenly places. Turn your faith loose properly. Now, as a son, go to the next stage, not just receiving him, but now releasing yourself to the Holy Spirit. So he can lead you into revelatory steps. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see it? How many of y'all got that? Now, write this down. Well. Now this voice will make things break loose for you now. You remember I said that Ephesians 6:17 talk about the sword of the Spirit? Now, remember I said about John 6:63, the Spirit in life? Now, look at John 15:7 now. And see if you can't get a shot out of that. If you abide in me. And my words abide in you. Watch this translation, sir. Watch this translation. Make a domain. What is rightfully yours. And I'll see to it that you have it. Why? Because you're a son now, or a daughter, flowing in a rhema word. You're flowing in a live word. You're flowing in a Hebrew 4:12. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Will he heal? Absolutely. Absolutely. My word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. The entrance of my word. Bring life on the inside of you. You the head and not the tail. You above and not beneath. You the lender and not the borrower. Good God Almighty. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. By your word, you're justified. By your word, you're condemned. I believe I'm going to say the right thing, me. You are the glory of God personified. You are walking glory. You are walking miracles. You are walking signs. You are walking wonder. Just let the Lord use you. Here I am, Lord. Use me. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Notice what I said. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Going through. Going through. Going through. Yeah, do I walk? Through the valley and shadow of death. Through the valley and shadow of death. Through the valley. Through the valley. I fear no evil, but thou art with me. What he said? What he said? That would do for a season, but joy come in the morning. Amen. What the first part of that voice said? Weeping may endure for a season, but joy or night, joy coming in the morning. Why? What happening now that is not in agreement with my life? I'm going. Why would you stop to complain? Stop to say, why me? Why not me? Because my test. Oh, hallelujah. I said, because my test will turn into a testimony. Get up here, boy. Play some music now. You told him what to do, Montreal? Well. Blow the horn, George. Blow the horn. Blow something. Blow the horn, George. Get George. Hey! My chest. Tell somebody. My chest. Tell somebody. My, turn it into a testimony. Right now. Before your eyes. I believe the word of God. I believe the apostle of God. I am set free now. Breakthrough. Chains falling. Just play a little something to get the people prophetic stuff. Go ahead. Chains falling. Cut some shit. Chains falling. I hear chain falling. Somebody lay down on the floor and on your face before God. Chains are falling. Chains are falling. All over the world right now, chains are falling. All in this house, chains are falling. Rabba-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Now work what you heard. Work what you heard. Put it into practice. Don't only be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Work it. Work it like it's your own, because it is your own. Chains falling. Your breakthrough time has come. Think about the most difficult thing you're dealing with. And right now, in Jesus' name, his name, his word is dealing with it. It's happening. It's happening right now. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, tell them, fall on their face. I hear it getting closer. It's getting closer and closer. Among you there are great men and women who have not come out yet. But today I'm opening them up and they're coming out. Men and women that are supposed to represent my name in a way that it cannot be denied. So my spirit and my power and my glory not only come on this house, but it's coming on your house right now. When you go back home, your home will be in another condition. The power of the living God is falling on this place now. Be healed. Be rich. Be above. Be bold. Kupatalia. Kudeleba. Shoposa. They won't be able to take that from you. It's just a bluff. They can't take it from you. Because I got my hand on it. Hey, Lord, they can't hold it back from you. I'm about to snatch it out of their hand. That what is rightfully yours cometh to you today. There's an inheritance problem going on. And it seemed like they're trying to hold your inheritance back. But the Lord said that chain been broken today. The court gonna rule in your favor. Just stay there a few moments, children. Play that guitar, boy. Play that guitar. Play something. Play the guitar. Play the. Yeah, come on. Come on. Prophesy. Prophesy. Somebody help me. Woo! Somebody help me. Glory, glory. Woo! My goodness. Shoo. Shoo. I declare and decree every need met and desires are right behind it. Thank you, Lord. Dreams are being fulfilled right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go ahead, George. Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Lord, thank you for every person in this house watching by internet. They land out all over the world. They land out in their bedroom. They land out in the kitchen right now. Thank you, Lord. Land down the hall. Thank you.
Katalabasha.
Shumane. Katalanimosa. Hey, Pasata.
Every spirit that's been holding you back, I command it, come out in the name of Jesus.
Take his hand off of your body. Take his hand off of your mind. Take his hand off of your marriage. Take his hand off of your money. In Jesus' name. Your business. Elola Bashaya.
Jesus.
Prophesy, son, prophesy over God's people.
Let me give you a footnote, then we're going to receive this morning offering. Let me give you a footnote to the whole message. Can I give you that footnote? Because you're going to have this footnote now. I may work with this footnote more, but I want you to have it. This footnote. Sonship will not work by remote control. It has to be enforced on purpose. I'll give it to you again. All I preach when you hear it, all the notes you got now. Listen. Sonship, because we're working everything by remote control, you know. Sonship will not work by remote control. It has to be enforced on purpose. Got it? You may be seated. If you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand, usher down now.